So this is the last of the four special Shavuos. Parshas Chodesh is also Rosh Chodesh today, tonight that is. So it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. So we're going to be taking out three Torahs, an unusual situation. The one Torah for the Parshas HaShavuah, the one Torah for Rosh Chodesh, and then the one Torah for Parshas HaChodesh, which is even taking out more Torahs tomorrow than on Yom HaKippurim. The idea of Parshas HaChodesh, we read from Parshas Bo, is such an important Parsha that there was an argument among the Amoraim that the Torah itself should have started with Parshas HaChodesh. That Vayomer Adonai Moshe ve'Aharon be'eretz Mitzrayim le'emor, HaChodesh is alachem Rosh Chodeshim, Rishonu lachem l'chodesh hashana. That in other words, the importance of this was the first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people as a nation, as a collective. And so the importance can't be understated. And we know that the Gemara says that Umos Olam Monim L'chama Bnei Yisrael Monim L'vana, that the non-Jewish world, they calculate their calendar based on the sun, whereas the Jews based on the moon. And the difference is that the sun burns brightly, it goes down, and that's it. Whereas the moon has the ability of waxing and waning. The moon has the ability to get brighter and then to its brightest point and then to be gone completely. You can't even see it. But then again, it renews itself. And the reason the Jewish people count like the Levana, like the moon, is because that's reflective of the Jewish people. That when the nations of the world believe that the Jewish people are gone and forgotten forever, that's when the Jewish people are renewing themselves. The Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, was written during the darkest phase of the existence of the Jewish people. In some respects, it's like sleep. You can't go on. You go to sleep. You wake up during sleep. You wake up renewed, refreshed, invigorated. And it's mentioned by many of the Gdolim. For example, in the books written about the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo, that as he slept, it says Eliyahu Navi would come to give him Yisodos, David HaMelech would come to give him Yisodos. The Vilna Gaon always, it says, they pushed them away. It says the Gaon said he wanted to master the Gemara on himself. He didn't want to be taught or shared with by anybody else. But whatever it was, all the Gdolim, all night long, they were still thinking and learning and thinking of Torah. They were just physically, they were relaxing, so they could focus all of their energies on Torah. And this is true for each and every one of us. And why the fourth and the last, the special Shabbosos, is talking about time. How we use our time, how every second is precious, how even about the Umos Olam, they talk about killing time. There's no greater thing that you can kill than time. Because in this world, again, as the Gemara always said, for a few rubles, a few kopecks, you consider you're alive, you're wearing tzitzis, you're getting a mitzvah every second you're going. In the next world, you won't have that. So we have to learn to use our time properly in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that we can eventually bring the ultimate gula for us and for mankind. Good night, Shabbos.